Orlando Regional Medical Center is Central Florida's only Level 1 trauma center. It also happens to be three blocks away from the Pulse nightclub. As you might imagine, the medical staff were just pushed to the limits early Sunday morning as patient after patient, 44 in all, arrived with gunshot wounds. Abe Abariah with Health News Florida was there when staff and patients recounted the events of that morning, accounts that some listeners may find hard to listen to.
26-year-old Angel Colon was with three friends that Saturday night into Sunday morning. They all survived, but when the shooting started, Colon was shot three times in the leg and wasn't able to move. He was trampled by the crowd, and then, he says, the shooter began executing people who were wounded inside the club.
I look over and he shoots the girl next to me. And I'm just there laying down. I'm thinking, I'm next, I'm dead. So I don't know how, but by the glory of God, he shoots towards my head, but it hits my hand. And then he shoots me again, and it hits the side of my hip.
Colon managed to stay calm for hours until police shot and killed the gunman. An officer found Angel Colon alive on the floor, sitting in a wheelchair at a press conference. He says without the hospital staff, he wouldn't be alive.
And he grabs my hand and he's like, this is the only way that I can take you out. I'm like, please carry me because I'm in pain right now. Couldn't walk or anything. So he starts to drag me out across the street to the Wendy's. And I'm grateful for him, but the floor is just covered in glass.
Even though Orlando Regional Medical Center was just three blocks away, it wasn't easy getting Colon and others there. Because the scene was unsafe, it was impossible to get EMS into the club, so the injured were taken to the hospital in the back of police pickup trucks and civilian cars, any way to get them there. Dr. Christopher Hunter is an associate director of Orange County's EMS system. He said emergency responders did minimal interventions to stop the bleeding and get them to the hospital.
But for that first burst of patients, because it was so close and because so many were coming out, it was just grab and go.
The medical staff at ORMC had no warning for what was coming, but they got existing patients out of the trauma ICU into other areas of the hospital and discharged as many patients as they could. And they diverted as many other emergency calls to other hospitals. And the hospital opened up six operating rooms with multiple surgeons working on one patient at a time. Doctors described walking out of one OR and into another to keep operating. In total, 28 surgeries the first night and 16 since. Dr. Joseph Ibrahim says they've had to bring patients back in for repeat surgeries.
We're seeing some things now with this high-caliber rifle causing injury, soft tissue injuries that we talk about that are causing some destruction and some of the tissues having issues now, so that now we have to go back and debride some of those wounds.
The hospital's brought in grief counselors for the staff as well. Dr. Chadwick Smith says he went to a grief counseling session for the hospital.
I shared with them how I was feeling. I was on call again last night, and I was walking out of the hospital. And walking out, I saw team members walking into work crying. And I just couldn't express how it's hard to describe how you feel.
Doctors say these were the kinds of injuries seen in a war, because of the type of rifle and how close the shooter was to his victim. They said if Pulse hadn't been three blocks away, many of these patients would not have made it to the hospital alive. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abariah in Orlando.